What was your childhood like, and how did it shape you musically?
Well, I come from a small town in northern Maine, Presque Isle, Maine, so, you know, I think there's a little bit of a wide-eyed, you know, interest in traveling around the world and getting to know people and seeing different parts of the world. I mean, I think that has a lot to do with why I'm attracted to songwriting.
Okay, that was something that you kind of got into a little bit later. You were a track star in high school. What do you think, what do you think was the moment that you were like, wow, I might be able to do this music thing?
I'm still waiting for that. probably around 26 is when I, you know, finally assured myself of all normal day job work. And I didn't feel really confident that I'd never have to go back to that kind of stuff until my mid-30s. So it took about 10 years of touring before I solidified, you know, an audience and a touring schedule and felt safe as a musician, because it's hard. It's not a lot of musicians out there, but very few can make a living doing it.
Okay, yeah, you're an excellent guitarist. You have a really different voice from everyone else out there. Why folk music?
Well, you know, folk music seemed to give me like the biggest range of what I could write about. I like pop music, and I can, within the folk thing, I can write folk pop songs, I can write folk country songs, I can write folk rock songs. And, you know, I never write just straight ahead kind of folky ballads. They're always a combination of all sorts of genres. So it's an easy place to function, and it's a really forgiving audience, and but they're educated and smart. They like smart songs, so it just seemed the place where I gravitated to.
Okay, you just made a great point. The lyrics in your songs, they're poetic. You know, they channel people like Woody Guthrie and other, you know, folk legends. Can you just describe your songwriting process? Like, how do you start? What inspires you?
Well, I like good story songs. Honestly, it's the only genre that's doing that now is country music on sort of popular scale. So you know, I like songs that create little, almost like snow globes, you know, like little three-dimensional worlds that you can look into, and they tend to be very sensory, they tend to be very visual, and they feel like movies when they're going by, and I'm always looking for stories that can develop into things like that.
Okay, your big hit that a lot of people know you for, World Ain't Slowing Down, I've heard that was about, you know, the kind of the falling out of your first marriage. You want to just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was written, a while ago now, 12, 13 years ago, and it was me trying to take a positive swing at all of my marriage problems, and instead of just being a woe is me kind of thing, it was just a song with a little twist. This is okay, so this is how it's going to be, go be happy for, you know. Time is passing, there's no use being sad the whole time, so why don't we just move on? So it was kind of a, you know, if you love someone, set them free kind of song.
Okay, so I mean, you obviously, as a songwriter, you write almost as the emotional release. Did you ever think that song would end up being, you know, like the super hit that it ended up being?
Well, it's definitely my most popular song, and I'm happy that it is. There's something special about it. You know, every song has a little bit of a flair that makes it worth hearing, but that song has some special thing to it. It's just universal, and you know, can be applied to everybody's life. So it makes sense that song has become the most famous of all of my songs.
Okay, do you have another song that you're extremely proud of, and if so, why? I mean, I'm sure you're proud of all of your songs, but is there another song that really just kind of hits you?
Yeah, I have a lot of songs that I'm proud of having written. You know, some of them are great lyrically, some of them are great guitar-wise or melodically in the vocals. But the songs that I love the most are the ones that do everything pretty well. And that's like, you know, Maria's Beautiful Mess, which I think is beautifully musically, and has, lyrics that I'm proud of, that I've written. And, that one comes to mind right away. And then some simple kind of conceptual songs like Jukebox on My Grave, which is, only took 5 minutes to write, but it was just kind of fell in my lap, and it was a gift from God. You know, but all of them have something that I'm proud of, something that I was working out in the process of writing them, so you know, they're all like little kids.
Okay. You're always looked at as kind of a big player in the Boston folk scene. You've won tons of awards from Boston music groups. You've opened up, when you first started, you opened up for people like, you know, Sean Colvin, Morrissey. What were those early days like playing the open mics and just traveling with, you know, your guitar case with you?
It was great because everybody was great. You know, the whole room could be filled with people who are, you know, still doing it today. You know, even after 20, 30 years, there are people that I was starting out with who are among the cornerstones of the American folk scene. So I'm very proud of that time. It was exciting. And there was a lot of talent in the room. You know, Patty Griffin would be in one corner, Gar Williams would be in the other, Jonathan Brooke, Vance Gilbert, you know. It was a pretty heady time.
Okay, but do you remember the moment where you kind of said to yourself, like, maybe I might be able to be something more than what you were at the time? Like the moment that
everything
kind of clicked?
There's been moments like that in my life ever since I was 4 or 5, but, you know, those things are, you know, they're really about recognizing how much joy you get out of doing something and sort of being, I guess, in a way, naive enough to think that you could go and become Bruce Springsteen. You could just follow a path. And, you know, it's, you know, honestly, you've probably heard this, it's not about talent, it's really about hard work and perseverance and a little bit of naivety, and talent definitely plays a mix in it, but I've seen a lot of talented people who just couldn't stick with it because they didn't have the commitment to it, you know, for whatever reason, some insane reason. Yeah, I've always thought that I could be a professional musician and do this, and you know, I'm proud to have become Elvis Paul along the way.
Okay, what do you think is? I mean, you've put out, I believe, over a dozen albums. What do you think is the difference between your newest album and your first? How do you think you've changed as a musician over the years?
Well, the songs are better overall. I think the writing is more crisp and evocative, but simpler at the same time. I'm a better editor now, a better singer, a better guitar player. You know, but I'm not 22. You know, I'm 45 now, so it's like when I was 22 and doing this, music is so much more a player in people's lives in their 20s than it is in their 40s, so it's interesting, you know. But personally, I just want to keep on gathering these songs and collecting them. They're like cattle. They're not going to get slaughtered. They're just going to be collected in a big corral.
Yeah.
People are going to visit them and feed them grass. So.
Over the past couple of years, singer-songwriters have started to gain more popularity, mainstream. Why do you think that is? Why do you think people like you have started to get more attention than you were, say, you know, 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, it always goes in cycles. There was a period of time where female singer-songwriters were really hot, and most recently it seems like it's more of a male thing. And, you know, a few people are lucky to get on the pop charts, but, you know, I don't know if there's any swing towards my music as far as increased popularity is concerned. I just go out and hammer the clubs and get some airplay here or there, I'm growing all the time, but in inches, not in pop miles. But I like the fact that occasionally you can still hear a great song on the radio.
Okay, speaking of which, your live performances are just, they're out of this world. They're very different from, say, you know, a pop musician or you know, a metal musician, you go out on the stage and you tell stories before your songs. I mean, who did anyone inspire you to do that, or is that just you sharing yourself with the audience?
Well, a combination. You know, I come from you know, a tradition that stretches back to the early days of vaudeville and folk music, where, you know, it's part songwriting, it's part storytelling, it's part, you know, a comedy act, and part showing off guitar skills and things. So it's I had a lot of great people that I emulated, you know, Bill Morrissey and Patty Larkin, chief among those guys, and you know, it's an art form. Presenting the songs is a lot different than just writing them. And it takes time and confidence, and but it's fun, you know. I think it's surprising to people who don't get out much how one guy on a guitar can be entertaining if not to give him a chance.
Okay. As far as your new album goes, how entertaining do you think you are in your new album?
I think it's great. You know, it swings from folk to pop to country, and I'm really proud of the songs, and I think the production value on it is the best I've ever had. So I'm thrilled with how it came out, really. It's nice to be at this stage in the game and feel like you're still, you know, raising the bar.
Okay, do you have a favorite song on the new album?
I like Rose Tattoo, because it's that three-dimensional world that I had mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It really works well.
Okay, I was on your site a little while ago, and you're currently on tour. You're playing all over the place. How's your current tour going? How's the reception?
It's going great. The places are all full, and, you know, it's this is a good year to celebrate. You know, it's my 20th anniversary on the road, so this upcoming year we're going to do a lot of older songs and celebrate the history of what I've done. And people are still responding really strongly to it, so I'm thrilled.
Okay. Did you think 20 years ago that you'd be here today doing the same exact thing, like playing the music that you love?
Yeah, I did. You know, I was pretty confident if I just could focus on it, I could make it work. And you know, that doesn't mean there wasn't luck involved and that people helped me along the way. But I was pretty confident when I was in my 20s that this was going to be my calling, and I was going to make it work, or it was going to break me and try.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to talk about as far as your new album goes or your current tour?
No, just, you know, I mentioned it's been 20 years of me doing this on the road, and as long as that's sort of, like, consistent and, you know,